Ideal markets for me are trending markets that are reasonably strongly trending, not exponential. So I need the market to stop, breathe, be considered. A blow-off exponential market is a great concern for me because it usually comes close to an exhaustive high that then turns into a top and then is a reversal. So periods of potential reversal or complete mania are actually a nuisance for me in terms of those markets, and I tend to avoid them. Because even if we're in a blow-off stage, and I believe there will be a major capitulation to come and a turning point, that blow-off stage can outlast you. You can be, with even being right, the market can be wrong longer than you have money to afford to be right. And so that definition of how mad the crowd can get and how many resources are still sitting on the sideline to be given crazy leverage and to chase ever higher is not a game I'm interested in playing. So I prefer trending markets with normal continuation because that's essentially what I trade. But given the broad scope of markets, if something is in a mania, there's plenty of other markets to look at. You know, if you've got all the commodities in the world, you've got that are on exchanges, you've got all the equities, you've got currency pairs. It's to say that I'm at loss for opportunities means you're not trying hard enough.
When developing a strategy, do you give a higher priority to building entry signals, exit signals, or money management rules?
When developing a strategy, I think all those are important. When someone says money management, I include something that many people don't include in the broader money management category, and that's risk reward. Is the juice worth the squeeze? Many might tip their hat to it, but most don't agree an exit. So this brings out the controversy of my strategy, which actually says you should have a target, and that target should be defined in advance, not once you're in the trade and making money. Because once you're in the trade and you're making money, greed is the determining emotion. So getting out the trade says, well, why? It's going to go higher. And it's a trend, and you know it's an uptrend, and your continuation pattern is going great. Just stay in it. So greed becomes the predominant factor. If you haven't written that contract with yourself and placed that order with that in, you will hold on. The only thing that ever takes someone out at an emotional level is pain. Because greed keeps you in a trade, pain is what takes you out. And it just determines your pain threshold. So then when you come back and you've come all the way back, you feel a complete loser. You say, well, I'll wait till it goes back up. It's no longer a breakout. I think I've made a mess of it, but I'll wait till it goes back up. It stops, and it keeps running. And then eventually it's how many thousands are you prepared to lose. So the money management, I think, is the most key. You shouldn't be taking a trade unless you don't have an understanding of, in your mind, of the likely probability of its success, and is the juice worth the squeeze? What is your risk reward?
Okay, so I was just checking media there. Do you favor any particular time frame in your strategies?
So my favorite time frame is probably going to be a daily on my 10 trend time frame, my 4-hourly on my pattern time frame, and an hour when I'm really micro managing the tick for the eventual break. And I don't want to advise generally dropping too much lower, although I have been successfully trading on lower time frames generally. I think the bigger the time frame, the more time you have to think on it. In those setups, you'll probably have at least a night that you've slept on the trade as well. Sometimes, because of who we are emotionally, you can be more ebullient, more up for it on one day and less so on another. And your subconscious mind works with you while you sleep. And I think it's wise not to have seen an idea, decided on the idea, and done it all within one day. You know, especially if you're a coffee drinker or anything else that hypes you emotionally.
What's your average trade duration and trading frequency?
On that time frame I just described, the 4-hourly pattern time frame view with a daily trend, usually you'll look at about 4.5 days, 5 days. It can bridge a weekend if it's an equity or an FX. It can bridge, about a week, a trading week.
Okay. What should an inexperienced trader watch when they're choosing a time frame?
Just finishing that previous question, sorry, because this ties in with inexperienced traders, the losses will be taken a lot quicker on that which I do. In other words, the distance to stop and the entry point are quite close, so a losing trade will be quite quickly eliminated. That's quite helpful because it's emotionally you get over it a lot quicker. You don't sit there with a bleeding, festering wound for ages. And for inexperienced traders, having a defined stop loss and sticking to it is a very, very good plan. In most instances, inexperienced traders should focus on, if they're not getting in at the unique periods that I seem to consider to be the sort of apex point of sniperdom, generally stop losses are made too tight. In other words, the natural ebb and flow and volatility of the market will run them out. So even if directionally long run they're right, stop losses are great for brokers, particularly if you're on, you know, the other side of the book of the broker and they're holding the other side of the trade for you. They expect your stop loss to be run because people put them too tight generally. So that is another reason why I choose low volatility markets for entries after a period of high volatility, in anticipation of that volatility then again returning in a one direction, which is why the trend time frame has to be part of the analysis. That allows you to get a little bit tighter during the lull before the re-detonation, because volatility is a habit of expanding but dissipating slowly until very quietly and then suddenly detonating again. It goes from 0 to 100 here while it dissipates from 100 down over time, so you can track it. And so for those inexperienced traders, don't have your stops too tight. Learn the money management and incorporate risk reward in your money management. Understand the mathematical finance. This is not the sexy part of trading and therefore it's the most overlooked. I actually have come to learn it is the sexiest part of trading and now I enjoy it. But it's a bit like going to gym and doing squats. Everybody does bench press. No one wants to work their legs. It's the same here. The deep bum to floor squats equivalent in trading is your money management. It is, where's your stop? Where's your entry? How much do you stand to lose? What do you stand to gain? Is it really worth it? Should I be considering it? Even if you're damn sure it's going to make it, if you keep taking lots of low risk reward trades and you always feel high probability, you are probably playing the ebb and flow of relatively random set of circumstances.